Sometime soon, Trump is expected to call for the renegotiation of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. It governs the rules of trade between all three countries, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. It's been in effect since 1994, but what would a better deal look like? The World's Jason Margolis has more.
Here's the central question. Is renegotiating NAFTA an opportunity or a mistake? Simple question, tricky answer. Mark Mellitz is an economist at Harvard University.
If you take the view that it is just updating the agreement, then I think it can be a good thing for all three countries.
All the economists I spoke with agree NAFTA could use some updating. For example, rules governing digital services, like using cloud computing across national boundaries. Here's economist Lee Brandstetter with Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
In the early 1990s, there wasn't a lot of digital trade. The internet barely existed. And so we didn't need international legal arrangements to undergird the exchange of petabytes and petabytes of data across national borders. Now we do.
Timothy A. Wise with the Small Planet Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, is highly critical of NAFTA. He'd like to see more protections for labor and the environment in any update.
It has to be an opportunity, but it's a huge threat as well.
A threat because Wise doesn't trust Trump's motivations.
His priorities are prying open markets for U.S. exports and bullying Mexico into making more concessions so that fewer manufacturing jobs leave or that some might even come back.
That might sound great to an American working in manufacturing, but Mexico isn't going to sign any agreement that makes its situation worse.
The president of Mexico arrives at the negotiations with the goal of making Mexico great again, not the goal of making America great again.
Many trade and diplomacy experts worry about Trump's take-it-or-leave-it pre-negotiating attitude. Michael Klein was a chief economist with the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of International Affairs during the Obama administration.
If you're telling a country that we're building a wall to keep you out, and then you try to go to the negotiating table, you have to wonder what kind of attitude are they going to bring to the table. A negotiation requires a level of trust between the two parties.
Klein is concerned that Trump is fixated more on short-term political gains and less on improving the North American economy.
In the Trump administration, there are virtually no PhD economists, no people who have thought about this long and hard and have a framework that allows you a wide perspective. So it's somewhat disturbing to me that you aren't going to have people sitting around the table who can give you a perspective based on years of study and analysis.
But hold on. Many, many politicians tell us that NAFTA was a job killer. Why shouldn't we just rip it up? I asked Mark Mellitz how many jobs NAFTA has cost the American economy over the past 23 years.
My estimate is right around zero.
You heard that right. NAFTA cost the U.S. economy zero jobs. Mellitz and many economists say it's really hard to answer the jobs question. Free trade agreements like NAFTA destroy some jobs and create new ones. It's a constant churn. Politicians often highlight factory workers who lost jobs to Mexico, and for those people and those communities, the pain is real. But economic research, even at the high end, indicates that overall job losses from NAFTA are pretty minimal, especially when you spread them out over two decades. And along the way, because of NAFTA, U.S. consumers have been able to enjoy fresh fruit year-round and cheaper products on their shelves. Economists worry that if Trump fails to get a better deal and simply walks away from NAFTA, all that's gone, and worse, says Lee Brandstetter.
Let me give you a small vignette to illustrate the impact that this could have. After 9/11, the U.S. government effectively shut off the border between Mexico and the United States. Within days, U.S. automotive production lines started shuttering to a halt because the components that they needed that were coming from Mexico were being held up at the border.
Here's another wrinkle facing Trump. Most Republicans in Congress like free trade, and they like NAFTA. Republican Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn of Texas said this recently about NAFTA and Mexico. Quote, "We can't get a divorce. We need to figure out how to make this marriage work." Whether President Trump also believes that, we'll soon find out. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.